At Arizona State University, we offer a variety of programs online designed and taught by a renowned faculty to empower your success. That's why 87% of ASU online graduates stated they were promoted or received an increase in salary after earning their degree. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.
So I saw his Zoomies video and I was like, oh, like this guy's really funny. So I followed him on Instagram.
Okay.
And then
this is where Sir Fuckboy comes in. This is like a long time in the making because we've known each other for 3 years. And then this was when the Zoomies shit hit. So on Instagram, I only had like maybe like 3,000 or 5,000 on there. I don't know. So whatever. So I was like still seeing my notifications. And I think for the most part, you can kind of tell like just based on the little icon on
if
the notification. not necessarily that, but you can tell like if somebody wants their account to be like looked at, you know?
Let me ask you this real quick. Sidebar. Have you ever, because I do this often, if I see a girl who followed me and I'm like, oh, hold up. And then I'll screenshot her picture and then see it.
Zoom in.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, okay.
Because if she's on private, then you zoom in on the profile.
No, I understand the concept.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that doesn't look good. What? She looks that's like she was whack. Like a picture taken on a security camera. It's not good.
That's not whack. I mean, sometimes it is. You can also tell by the profile picture. I think what you were saying is if she's like out here in the profile pic.
What I've noticed is if you have like the first and the last name in it, like you're like, you're more so open to like, this is like my website, this is my profile, this is who I am.
Right.
So kind of like, so I see that, and then like the picture had some background. Was it a pink? Do you ever have a pink background?
I don't remember. Maybe. This was 3 years ago.
Get it together. This is romance. So I clicked on it, and then this is like a funny running joke with us. Like one of our pictures on there, which can we put in here? Sure, why not?
We're putting it right in
here. There's a picture where she was like laying on the beach, and she was taking a picture with like a Canon. But the way she was laying, ass was like very out. Like you knew what you were doing.
Okay. So the picture has no like substance except my ass looks.
So that's on purpose. You were like, I want dudes to know. 100%. I want dudes to know.
You can pull it up.
The caption was probably something about butterflies turning it from caterpillars or some shit. But
some dumb shit.
No, I had good captions.
Do you do that? Do you sometimes just like put out there a picture and then you're like, what caption should I be like? Roses are red, life is weird.
I'm like not a deep person like that. I try to make the captions like the funniest part of because like a lot of my photos are like swimsuit photos, so like there's nothing good happening there. Like you don't need
Your captions aren't annoying.
Mine are not lame. Like I never use an emoji. There's no like twinkle emoji or anything.
So are you ready for this picture?
I'm so fucking ready.
Let me show you this. So you'll understand where I'm coming from as an ass guy and as a normal human being.
Was that at me?
That was a shot.
Was that at me?
No, look, I'm half a shot of tequila deep. I'm wild right now. No, I saw this picture on Instagram, and then I was like, oh, this chick's hot. Then I hit the like, and then she, I think, liked back or some shit.
He liked three photos?
It's a sign. You like three, I like three, whatever. That's the picture.
Man, that's okay. Dude, yo, listen, I'm not...
Ass!
I'm not even an ass dude, and...
But like,
fuck.
That was like the first picture I saw, and it was literally front and center. And I was like, "Yo!" And then you probably on your bio like that you like went to college out here. So I saw that, and I was like, "I think it was like such a fucking no confidence fuckboy move." I think I just hit it with the wave.
Yeah, it was like a wave.
Wave emoji.
That's not too bad.
It's
not super fuckboy. It's not like the best, but it's not horrible.
Yeah, I just like. Yeah, have you ever gotten like shit on like Bumble when the girl just sounds like a gif?
Well, yeah, it's the worst.
So I felt like I was doing that to her a little bit.
But that's, I think the wavy thing is better than a gif. Don't send me some fucking...
It's more direct.
Yeah,
I don't need a picture of Ron Burgundy being like, milk is a bad choice. What does that mean?
Yeah, shut up. Just a kitty cat being like, purr, kill yourself. Yeah, okay, Zoomy. So you saw him and let me ask
video.
You. So
boom.
You thought he was funny, which is obviously a big plus.
Yeah.
Were you like...
Yeah.
Were you like, yo? Because he saw your picture first and he was like, that ass. When you saw the Zoomy picture, were you like,
that nose?
Yeah, you beat me to it.
That nose.
I definitely thought he was hot.
Yes.
And then when I saw him on our first date, I was like, oh, I'd fuck that guy.
Yo.
But we didn't.
No, but we're not there yet. Don't fucking jump ahead.
Jump in chapters here.
Yeah,
this was before the podcast. This was like, still had the day job.
This was 2017.
Wow. So We chatted a little bit, and then you were, what, a senior at USC?
No, 3 years. I graduated 2019. I did 5 years, so I don't know.
A junior? You did 5 years because you're stupid, or what happened?
I had two majors.
I feel, every time I talk to you, I feel so fucking stupid. I feel so, she's
that
so,
is the best compliment.
She's so fucking smart. I just, both Trevor and I are like, shut up. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm fucking, what are you talking about? Fucking numbers and shit.
Yeah, I mean, so we went on a date somewhere in Santa Monica, some like rooftop place. I thought I was fucking balling.
Yeah, that's good.
It was a solid date. I'm not gonna lie. And like, we had really good flow. Like, we were both pretty witty and like made each other laugh.
So were you freaking out before you went on this date?
I was scared he was gonna be short. That was the one thing that, really? That I was like, what happens if that's he shows up and he's 4'11"?
Why would it be?
Because 4'11"? I'm not short. Like, I'm 5'6". So like,
why is this such a big concern?
Oh, because if you're 5'9", it's a huge problem.
Oh, wow. Rumble, rumble. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, this is, well.
Fuck!
You're 5'9 and a half. It's okay.
Okay, word. Watch me put on fucking rollerblades. See what happens.
6 foot.
I want to see two grown men fight in rollerblades. I saw a guy in rollerblades. And I was like, can you look tough in rollerblades?
If you watch like NHL, just pretend they're on rollerblades. It's pretty much the same thing.
Well, that answers that. Yeah. Anyways, so what would you have done if I was like 5'2"?
Panicked. What do you mean?
But like, would you have been like,
she would have been like,
the lollipop kids. The lollipop.
I would have found Willy Wonka and immediately just.
Damn, you just put a plate of guacamole on his head.
I could eat chips off of him.
Okay, so you saw him. You're like, okay, thank God he's not.
Yeah.
Because he's like perfect height. Just
yeah,
six
no.
Foot, fucking perfect
height. 5'11 and 3/4".
No, he's fucking 6 foot. Shut your mouth.
Six foot with his pomade.
Yeah, goddamn. Fuck. Okay, so you saw him. You're like, fuck, hell yeah. You sat down. You guys had a good flow.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so when did you know that you were going to beat? Because this is what people want to know. We're going to get there, guys. Don't worry. So when did you know that you wanted to beat?
We have a long story. So
it's so long.
Well, good.
I don't know what happened, but like after that, we like talked a little bit and then she came over one night. But we just like stayed up like in bed, like talked like literally until like 7 a.m. and she had like work. It was just like one of those like, I don't know, like we just had like a little like moment of a night where we're just like talking a bunch.
Was that after the first date?
No, this was separate. This was like a week or two
I later. Went back to his apartment after the first date, but he just like showed me his apartment and then I left.
You just did like MTV Cribs and he told us to leave?
Yeah, it was also like a very small apartment in Santa Monica. So I was like, there's my room, there's my Christmas tree. Any questions?
Yeah.
Oh, so like, wow. So you asked her to come back to your place first date and she was like, bet?
I don't remember.
I think so.
She says, I don't remember.
We probably went on like 10 dates between like 2 years before we started seeing each other.
Like exclusively.
Yeah.
Well, until you guys beat? When did we have sex? Yes.
August of this year.
August of this year. August okay. of 2019.
Okay, hold on. Are we being serious?
2 years we didn't have
sex. Let me. Because it was off and on. We after that in the beginning of 2017, trust me, my dick was like, fam! What are you doing? And then she was like, are we fucking? Like, literally, so it, like, honestly. So, because, I don't know. For me, personally, she's a very hard book to read. And I'm never going to be the guy that's, like, overly aggressive with a girl. That's not me at all. So, if she wasn't giving any, like, tones sexually.
Up? Look at my nipple.
That'd be great.
Something. Yeah,
but I'd be like, hi. You know, I've always just been like that. Like, if I ever, like, feel like I'm never, like, the aggressive guy with girls. Just because it's, like, I'm not, I don't know. So I never really felt that. It was always fun. And then we got sushi randomly one time and then we got drinks randomly one time and we'd only like hooked up and then it would be like off and on. And then over the summer, last summer, she hit me up to go to a show at all the places, Ha Ha Cafe, North Hollywood.
Yeah.
Saw a show, right? You hit me up out of the blue. Like we would talk like very randomly. Right?
Oh, so, but you were on the show.
I was on the show.
Oh, yeah. I thought you just went to the
comedy. No. What? No, but like during these times, like she was doing her thing. I was like, it was like we weren't like dating. We weren't anything. So right. Like you dated other.
What other
things
you dated?
Tried and
other things. Hilarious. But hold on, real quick. So before the Ha Ha Cafe incident, you guys just kissed.
I fooled around in bed, but
yeah.
Like,
all right. Well, what the fuck does that mean?
Fingers. He like fingered me one time.
There we go.
But I just never felt like it. Like I don't know.
I'm not very easy to read, holistically.
Yeah. So I never felt like she like wanted to, and that's fine.
So before that,
but deep down, the whole, when we come to find out, deep down, every night she's like, "All right, so are we gonna bang?" And I was like, "Yeah." What?
Everyone's dripping wet. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, bro, just like a snail going to the bathroom. I was like, your stomach? And you're like, "That's me." So what happened is,
so no head, nothing before that.
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
So you didn't even see his dick before.
I didn't know what it looked like before we had sex the first time.
Wow, what a fucking roll of the dice.
Look, what do they say? Quality takes time. I don't know who says that. In and out, fuck, they don't. No, but
that's a Sprite commercial.
The Sprite does have commercials. It's like LeBron James.
It's LeBron being like, "Hey, buy this."
So like we had this like little weird like chemistry where like we would either, like comment each other's stories, but like we wouldn't talk. And like I said, she dated, I dated, whatever. So like it was never an exclusive thing. And then like in August, randomly she hit me up and was like, "Oh, this was after the show." Like a couple weeks later, it was like, "I'm kind of by your ear. Do you want to hang? Do you want to drink a bottle of wine and watch a movie?"
God damn.
And my dick went.
Oh,
huh?
He replied within 60 seconds.
Oh, 60 seconds. I'm surprised he didn't fucking, I'm surprised he didn't just fucking yell into the phone.
It was on a Sunday night. What's the one?
Memorial Day?
It was on a Sunday night. I was drinking.
Labor Day.
I was drinking out of brew with like with two of my friends. And it's like 10 o'clock and I get a text. I'm a little buzzed. And she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like,
"Oh, those are the best texts."
Because
those are the best texts.
Because it wasn't like, "Hey, how have you been? What's life?" It was like, "Whoop. Bottle of wine in a movie."
If a girl says a bottle of wine in the movie, she's literally saying, "Put it in me."
We literally didn't have sex that night.
Okay. Okay. I hate this so far. Wait, forever.
And we hung out one more time, bro, and didn't have sex.
What in the fuck?
Bro, I just.
You gotta make them work for it a little.
Because she's all like, "I don't give in. Like, I like to play games." Like, she would do shit where, like, and fucking on New Year's, I ran into her. At another bar, we like made out and then she was gone for the midnight shit. There's this whole, that's why like when she hit me up to like movie and wine, I was like, "Fuck yeah, we finally about to like, this has been an ongoing case for like 9 years, you know, like I'm trying to just like end this chapter, you know, not end it, but."
End the, no.
He's, so sweaty.
He
no.
means, he means end the chapter no, no. of fucking virginity with
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, because it was second, time to like.
The second you say Jessica, my balls are like, "Gah!" Like it was to the point where like, I was like, talking to my old roommate and I'd be like, "Yo, guess who I'm seeing tonight?" He's like, "No way, like you guys finally thing." It was this ongoing thing. And then so she came over that night. I think we got a little bit more gone, but like still I couldn't, and like that was just on me for not making a move, but like I just feel uncomfortable if a girl's not putting anything out there that's like very like I want to have sex. I'm like, all right, this.
So Jessica, how come you didn't put any, so you knew that you wanted a beat, how come you just didn't give him a sign?
Well,
just graze
that's
him.
Yes!
Just graze his penis, just
sneeze on my dick,
what? Something. Hit him with a foot, something. Oh goddamn.
So like when we started, like when I went over that night, I like, although I wanted to fuck him, I like didn't like, I wanted to be a classy lady.
She has a penis.
Right.
Yeah, no, but then, if you text somebody at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night.
And you like, said a bottle of wine and movie. What do you, what did you just want to talk?
Kinda.
So,
no. But like had he like made a move, I would have done it like for sure. But like I was just being like, oh, like, well, if he's not going to, maybe like it's not like too soon because we've been like seeing each other on and off for 3 years. But like, I don't know. I was just like, well, like if it's meant to happen, it will, kind of thing. And then the second time we hung out, he slept over at my apartment.
Okay.
Nothing happened. Still, and then the third time, and like I'm a huge like sleep with them on the third date kind of thing. Because like you should make them wait a little. I don't, you gotta make them
wait. For 3 years?
Third date, 3 years, synonymous.
Listen, this is, I think we briefly talked. No, we talked about this.
We've talked about the three-day policy.
The three-day thing, this is where I'm at on it, right? I think that if you guys have chemistry and you like the person, you can fuck on the first night. Because the chemistry is not going to just go away after you fuck. If you have true chemistry.
If you got a bad dick.
Yeah, well, if you get, sure, but let me just get that out of the way.
For you know me, it's not about the chemistry at all. It's about like, I don't know. I don't want to fuck someone and then be like, well, that was easy. Or like, I don't know. To me, like it's something a little bit more special than that. So I'm not just like, I've never had a one-night stand. I've never met someone at a bar and had sex with them, ever.
Huh?
Ever.
Never?
I've gone on at least three dates with every single person I've slept with.
What the
fuck? Anyways.
You got a Faberge egg of a vagina? What's happening?
So on the third night, the third night was actually the day I went to Catalina on the fucking helicopter. Remember that with Natty Light?
It was then?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I went on this helicopter thing.
Yeah.
I go to a bar after that. She's at a bar for friend's house. And I was like, all right, let's come over. And then we're in bed and we're talking. And she starts talking about like all this stuff that she like enjoys. Like,
I was sexually. Like, what do you like in bed?
There we go. It's my favorite.
Yeah. People watching. I'm like, motherfucking 32 minutes to talk about this.
I'm so sorry.
Where are we on time?
We're like 30 in.
People got blue balls watching. People, this shit. How do you right, think I felt?
Let's get into let's it. All right, let's all right, get into so it. All right, I'm gonna pause this real quick. All right, so when you saw the dick the first time,
oh goddamn! Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you gotta sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
Goddamn.
Goddamn.